DigitalDarren.com. Today is August 28th, 2014. NFL preview. So we're going to try to keep this quick and fun. We're going to go through, talk about some teams, who we think going to win, conferences, awards. Just get everybody ready for football season. This isn't part of the Falcons football week, but we're going to do this to get everybody ready for the season. Double R, Calhoun, joining me. What's up, fellas?
What's up, Darren?
What's going on, my amigos?
Hi. So, like I said, we're getting everybody ready. Let's start. What side do y'all want to start on first, NFC or AFC?
Well, the NFC is more complicated, so let's start with the AFC.
All right, so we'll go
Denver.
That's the end of the podcast.
That's it. Y'all have a hey, remember to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
I'm going to do it. That's what's up.
Yeah, but Denver or New England, the only two.
Let's go conferences. Let's start. We're going to start AFC Calhoun's right. AFC is less complicated. And it doesn't have the Falcons. And we are Falcons fans here. So let's go on and start with AFC. Let's start with the AFC East. So that seems to be
New England, the Jets, the Dolphins, and Buffalo. And we know New England's coming out of that.
All right. So let's talk about that real quick, because we always just assume New England. If it's not New England, who could it be, realistically?
Who you think, RTR?
New England, if not, maybe the Jets.
If it's not New England, to me, the team that has the second most talent is Buffalo.
Their defense alone. Way better than Buffalo.
Who?
The Jets defense, I think, way better than Buffalo.
No. The Buffalo have hellified defense.
They stay hurt.
And then when they got Sammy Watkins. And if Emmanuel coming back right, you're right, they stay hurt. But if everybody's healthy.
I don't believe in Emmanuel.
But see, let me jump in. I think that's the problem with the AFC East. I think that throw out New England. All the other teams are kind of a mixed bag, right? They're all pretty much the same. Talent with unproven quarterbacks, right?
Because you're not going to believe in Geno or Ryan Tannehill or Emmanuel.
Exactly, but you can look at pieces around them and like what you see.
Yeah.
So, I think everybody will say this is New England's division to lose, right?
Yeah.
True.
And so, sports books, we're looking at the Bodiva sports book or Bovada sports book, and they have New England penciled at 11 wins. So, do you think they sweep the conference, their division?
They should. They might go 1-1 with the Jets, cause there's so much bad blood. The Jets, Rex Ryan, get them up to play for New England. So,
well, I think Flexi Rexy is gonna get swept by New England, and we all know this is a no flex zone, like the song say. Buffalo's not ready. Miami's not ready. I think they sweep the division.
I got to say the Jets might get the one win off of them.
I don't think they sweep the division. I think somebody beats them. I don't know who, but I don't think they sweep the division.
That right there say how they can sweep the division. Because if there was a definitive, you would say, nah, Buffalo or the Jets or Miami will win at least one. But when you say just the numbers game, you just throwing some on the wall hoping to stick. The numbers game, somebody's going to beat them. And it may be. Somebody's going to beat them. But as a whole, okay, so you don't go 6-0. You go 5-1 in the division.
Yeah, they'll lose one in the division. I don't see them losing two.
So they'll be 5-1.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we all going to say it's unanimous. We got New England winning this division.
By correct? Far.
Any wild card possibilities here for you guys?
Nope. Next division.
Okay, so
what you got, RTR? You think it's a wild card coming out of here?
I have a wild card possibility coming out of here. I'm going to save it for later.
It's set up for New England. Like you say, New England and Denver is set up for them, too. Let's go.
I have a wild card possibility coming out of here. Because part of this, too, we're going to say who we feel going to the playoffs.
So we're back on last year's shit.
Yeah, we got to. So, anyway.
I can't see the Jets or Miami or Buffalo going to the playoffs.
All right, so we got New England winning this division and by default going to the playoffs. So let's go to the AFC North. Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland. Double, I'm going to start with you. Growing up, you were a Pittsburgh fan.
True.
What do you think of them now?
I love Pittsburgh to death, but they old now, so.
And I said this on another podcast. Porn stars and football teams. You see it when they go old. It's very, very, very noticeable.
Yeah.
With that being said, I don't see Pittsburgh doing anything.
They shouldn't do anything, but if Cincinnati don't win in the division, boy, your boy need to be fired.
To me, they still have, and I realized last year I'm a bit of a Pittsburgh fan in the AFC, and I didn't realize that until I got on Digital Darren. But as long as you got Troy Polamalu, as long as you have Big Ben healthy, and as long as you got Mike Tomlin.
True.
I bring it to one of your analogies. That's just like saying the finest girl back when you was in high school.
Now she got three kids.
Exactly. Now she's three kids, three baby daddies. Don't have a stable job working at Walmart. You know what I'm saying?
You know, she could be that. You know, Pittsburgh could be that, but I just can't bet against Pittsburgh.
Because you still remember her back in high school.
I still remember. So I can't bet. I'm not with Buff. I don't believe in Baltimore. I'm not a big Joe Flacco guy. I don't believe in them. Andy Dalton's with. And that's enough said to me with Cincinnati. They're going to the playoffs, without a doubt. But it's still Andy Dalton.
Yeah, last year they struggled, man, at the end of the season. It was still Pittsburgh, Baltimore on the last day of the season.
Exactly, and we don't even have to talk about Cincinnati, Cleveland.
They damn near blew it last year. So
I do want to talk about Cleveland. Over under games, Johnny Manziel start before Johnny Manziel starts.
I give him four games.
Four games, then he start. Calhoun.
I give him 2-4. Same way, I'm in between 2 and 4. Hoyer don't have a fucking. He don't have a chance in hell. It might be week two.
But this is a win-win for Cleveland, though, right? If Hoyer wins, who gives a fuck, right?
Exactly.
If Hoyer loses, hey, we can go to Manziel. And the main thing they needed was the media attention off him for shooting that bird. Because the media circus comes with him.
It's just amazing how these can wiggle their way out of a situation. Because if that was RG3, Mike Vick, Russell Wilson, anybody else.
Not Russell.
Russell ain't going to do it because he a mutt. But if it was anybody else, it'd be still a big whoop to do. But Johnny Manziel can shoot birds and talk shit and get away scot-free. Can have a rolled up dollar bill in the bathroom. What you think they doing in there? You know what it's called? Booger sugar. That's what it's called. But he can get away with all this shit.
Nose candy.
Nose candy. You know why? Complexion for the protection for the collection.
Paul Mooney gonna sue us for you keep using this goddamn saying.
Fuck Paul Mooney, he'll be dead in a little while.
Goddamn. Anyway, all right, so let's go on. We done said the teams. We done said the teams. We all basically saying, again, who are you seeing out of here, Double R?
Cincinnati should win the division, but.
I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna say Cincinnati. Calhoun.
I'm going to Pittsburgh. I know I'm fucking myself, but I do that anyway every morning.
You never know, Cincinnati have known to fuck it up, so.
I just don't believe in Andy Dalton. I don't believe in him.
I'm going to take them. They the better team, but Pittsburgh or Baltimore might slip up in.
Let me ask you this. Andy Dalton or Ben Roethlisberger?
Right now.
Healthy.
Right now. I mean, it's hard to say healthy because Ben hasn't been so hard. Right now, Andy Dalton.
Who you say? Ben Roethlisberger? A healthy Ben Roethlisberger? Or Andy Dalton.
With what team?
Nah, just period, Rashawn.
Well, I'll take Big Ben.
I'm taking Big Ben, too. Pittsburgh for me, baby.
Y'all keep looking at that girl in high school saying she's fine as shit. Right.
With that being said, Calhoun, I can't. Cleveland had a better team than Pittsburgh.
You mean Cincinnati?
I mean, yeah, Cincinnati.
They do have a better team, but I don't. Me, personally, I don't believe in them, man. And I told myself years ago a couple things I won't do. I won't go against the Spurs in the NBA, and I'm not going against Pittsburgh.
But and you didn't go against Pittsburgh last year. What did they get you?
They fucked me royally.
Okay.
But they came back at the end of the season.
Really last year, they didn't really have shit.
Everybody was hurt. They looked old, and they came back at the end of the season.
And a year older.
A year older, but everybody's healthy.
In the preseason.
find it there. You never know what you're going to get out of Pittsburgh.
You don't.
It might be good this year.
All right, so let me say this. I got Cincinnati winning the division. Double R, you got Cincinnati winning the division, right? True. Calhoun, you got Pittsburgh winning the division, right?
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Do you see any wild cards out here?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh with my wild card.
And I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
All right, so y'all see a wild card. All right.
Who your wild card?
Save them for later. Save them for later.
No, you got to say your wild
card. I don't have a wild card coming out this division.
Okay.
So just say your wild cards. We're going to talk later.
Okay.
AFC South, Houston, Tennessee, Jacksonville.
Wait a minute, I can't control. So your wild card's not coming out of AFC North, but you got a wild card coming out of AFC East.
Yeah.
That's that bullshit. Come on.
AFC South, Houston, Tennessee, Jacksonville, Indianapolis.
Houston.
Indianapolis.
I don't see how you say Houston. Who's their quarterback?
Good point.
Nobody.
Indy.
Nobody.
I want to stick up. Before we get to the South, if Pittsburgh doesn't make the playoffs, is Mike Tomlin in trouble?
No. It's the Rooney family.
Any quarter coaching trouble in that division?
Nah, they
should. If they'll make the playoffs, they should give
him at least one more year. What about Marvin Lewis? No.
Marvin Lewis don't make the playoffs, your ass grass.
Nah. He's here too. Those, the best part about those organizations, it may be on Killer Hill, but they will ride out.
So, now, Marvin
been
here too long.
Marvin been here too. I said last year I was banging the drum to get him out of here.
Because
right. I don't think he's.
If he don't win a playoff game, but
he's not going no further. But
he's Mike Smith dipping in chocolate almost.
The thing about Marvin is the owner pulled the trigger on Andy Dalton, so you got to let him ride this out. The owner loved Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton wasn't worth that money.
You said market value.
No, that's what you call overpaying. Since market value and then it's overpaying. You just fell in love with this house. You need this house. So I'm going to overpay for this house.
Your wife want this house.
Your wife want this house.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Cam should get the same money and the gig or better?
Way better. He should get more money than Matt Ryan by the time he's up.
He don't get more money.
Oh, yes, he is. If he don't, he need to fire his agent. Oh, by far. He need to be.
Right, let's bring it back to the AFC South. Let's get started with AFC South. So, again, Houston, Tennessee, Jacksonville, Indianapolis. So, Calhoun said Houston. I asked who their quarterback was. So, he said, fuck Houston. Good summary so far?
I'm going to go with Andy.
You going with Andrew Luck?
Luck.
I'm going with Luck, too. I see a surprise here. They won't make the playoffs. I don't see a wild card. I do see a surprise team here. Somebody who's going to – and surprise for these guys is going to be 8-8.
Houston?
Jacksonville. Digital Darren. Jacksonville going 8-8.
Digital Darren, an asshole. Fuck out of here.
I got Jacksonville going 8-8.
Hold on. He got Jacksonville going 8-8, and he got a black female going to be president in 2016.
Why do you feel Jacksonville going 8-8?
Think they're going to sweep Tennessee.
I don't.
Think they're going to split with Houston.
They're not.
They sweep Tennessee.
They're not going to sweep Tennessee. They're not going to sweep Tennessee.
You forgot how good Jacksonville played toward the end of last year.
They're not going to sweep Tennessee.
They start off, 0-8 and wind up going 4-12? Huh?
Man, they ain't sweeping
it.
Tennessee going to win at home. No way Jacksonville will come to Tennessee
and
win.
They ain't sweeping shit but the flow.
Let's agree to disagree. I put it out.
That's your cop out.
No, I'm just saying. I'm putting out. I still think they're going 8-8. I didn't.
No.
All right. So that's all. Any more thoughts on the AFC South?
They're not going 8-8.
Yeah, I like Indy all the way. Next up, Houston.
Houston, I like to say something about Houston, and I called you. I think they have the dumbest defensive coordinator in the game. You have J.J. Watt and Clowney, and you trying to run a 3-4. Somebody need to fire this clown right now, because he's detouring Hall of Famers. You put them in a 4-3, let them pin their ears back, and go get whomever in the backfield. You do not have Clowney standing up trying to read offenses. You have him attacking the quarterback and who's in the backfield. So I think it's utterly ridiculous. I think he's a fool. And I think he's a man who's trying to look for the one ads. Another case of, I'm smarter than common sense, and I'm going to show you. And he's going to fuck himself right in the ass.
True. What do you think, Walsh, about Houston?
I still think that, and I go back to Calhoun. I go back to our draft podcast, which was a fun podcast. I thought they should have did what Cleveland did. What they should have got Clowney and went and got Manziel. Because again,
no, I absolutely don't agree with Manziel. And you seeing nobody should have pulled a trigger on Manziel in the first round. This cat is really a loose cannon, and if he was black, he wouldn't even be this much hype. His talent.
I think with Houston, they got a win now. So. A win now team.
Without a win, not quarterback.
Without a quarterback. Manziel might would have been all right with him.
He went out there and then with him. Manziel is a problem.
He better than what they got, though.
But he's a huge problem.
I'm not sure he better than what they got because you haven't seen any. You seen him play good against second team, so you don't know what he can do against real starting NFL competition. But I just say, if you're going to trot out somebody at quarterback, you might as well trot out somebody who the fans can at least identify.
I think he's just enamored with that playing in Houston and Texas.
I think it's home state. It means something.
It means something. And with the team around, the defense around you.
Let me tell you something.
17 points, you could have won some games.
Right now, I would have picked Vince Young. I would have picked up Vince Young over drafting Manziel.
Calhoun, you keep... You, Vince Young, and Vince Young's parents, if they're still alive.
And Skip Bayless.
Are the only ones holding up to Vince Young.
The only thing I'm saying is, I would have picked...
Tim Tebow.
No.
Tim Tebow would have been to the playoffs more recently than Vince Young. But anyway, let's go back to your Vince Young point. Go ahead.
The only thing... Why you motherfuckers know how to pull this Tim Tebow got your ass.
You just pulled Vince Young got your ass.
Nah. All the thing I'm saying is Johnny Manziel was exactly what he was advertised to be. He's turned out to be the problem that he was advertised as being. He's turned out to be not as skillful as he was told he was not going to be. And that's the problem with Johnny Manziel.
So let me say this about Manziel in Houston. And we're going to leave. I swear we're going to leave Manziel alone after this. If Cleveland had a team with a veteran like J.J. Watt, do you think he would listen? Or if he was on Houston with a veteran like J.J., you don't think he'd listen to anybody?
He don't listen to nobody.
Okay. He's a rich, entitled young white man.
That's a nice way of putting it. He's a douchebag, jerk-off asshole who thinks the world is his oyster because he's a with money. And so he acts like a with money.
I like Manziel, though.
And then these motherfuckers in the media was boosting them up. You've never seen nothing like them. Bullshit. You've seen Mike Vick, and that is nothing like Mike Vick.
He's not like Mike Vick.
Nothing. He's not as fast.
Mike Vick is the best athlete, though. Besides
to ever play quarterback. And then after Mike Vick, not besides. After Mike Vick is Randall Cunningham.
Yeah.
So to bring this Johnny Manziel in, he's just some who's talking about a great white hope because he's not touching either one of them.
All right, so let's bring it back to the AFC South.
Fuck that.
Indianapolis for me. Indianapolis for Calhoun. Double R Indianapolis, right?
True.
All right. Any wild cards coming out of here?
No.
It's hard for me to. I want to pick Houston, but I can't even pick them being a wild card because their quarterback sucks so much.
It may be Houston. All right. But no. We'll see.
AFC West, excuse me. Denver, Kansas City, San Diego, Oakland. Who wins this division?
Pick Denver again to win it.
Denver for Darren.
Denver.
I think Kansas City and San Diego will make the playoffs out of this division.
I think Kansas City take a step back.
I think San Diego will make it.
I think Kansas City take a step back. San Diego got in on their ass cheeks this last year. I don't think
they didn't make it to the playoffs last year.
Yes, they did. They beat Cincinnati.
No, they wasn't in the playoffs.
Indiana beat Cincinnati.
No, San Diego wasn't in the playoffs.
Yes, they were.
San Diego was playoff.
They beat Cincinnati. San Diego made the playoffs. I think San Diego and I think Kansas City takes a step back. Phillip Rivers,
My guy. He's my guy.
He's been 10 years, he's only been in the playoff four times.
That's a team sport.
So I do think that out of all the divisions we said in the AFC, this is really
the best
one. The most competitive. Oakland's going to be at the end, but they always have a good defense. So I'm hoping, I hope Oakland can at least get the 8-8.
And Kansas City's going to make some noise. Who's
Oakland's star quarterback going to be? Is it going to be a car?
Matt Sharp.
That's Matt Sharp.
They got to try Matt Sharp. They traded for him. They got to try
him. And they paid him all that money.
Somebody told me that they
They like Carr. They did say they like Carr.
He playing better than Matt Sharp.
He is. Matt Sharp is playing like shit, but they got to at least go with him for week one.
This is the end of his career.
They paid him, so he's going to play politics.
They at least got to start with him.
But it's going to be, to me, said my guy, Philip Rivers, is going back.
So you got him as a wild card.
I got San Diego as a wild card.
Yeah, San Diego, baby.
All right. So you guys are saying Denver. I agree Denver's going to win the division.
Yep.
You guys are saying San Diego looks like a wild card. So what are you saying about Kansas City?
They're making to me. I'm picking all three again.
So you're picking all three?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not at all.
So you're just saying Kansas City. I mean, you saying Denver and San Diego.
Y'all pick, then we're going to see when we look at the playoffs.
I think Kansas City is good. I think it was a bit of a fluke last year. But I think the other wild card's coming out of the AFC North or the South. I think it's going to be either Houston or it's going to be Pittsburgh. I pick Pittsburgh is going to be the Bengals. I think two
of them. All right, so listen, before we get to that, while you providing that great in-depth, on everybody's list, that AFC playoff team and their wild card. So, I'll start myself, Digital Dare. I think my AFC playoff teams, the division winners will be New England, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Denver.
Yeah.
My wild card teams are going to be, I'm going to say, Baltimore Ravens and the New York Jets. I think Vic will be starting by week three.
But he'll be hurt by week six.
So those are my six playoff teams, Digital Dare and Mark It Down. Double R.
Hey, you look like an ass last year with that shit.
I had to go with me personally. I had to go with San Diego, probably Pittsburgh.
Who are your division winners?
Now you know my division winner is Miami, Cincinnati, Indy, and Denver.
And then who your wild cards?
I got probably gonna be San Diego. Gonna be a toss up between Pittsburgh.
No toss-ups. You got to stand firm. You got to stick your dick all the way in. No head, no tip in.
I'm going Pittsburgh.
There we go.
Yeah.
So you said San Diego and Pittsburgh, your two wild cards.
Yep.
Calhoun?
Mine is a Zach Mirror. I'll only pick Pittsburgh and being, you know, different. I don't believe in Cincinnati. But you can flip-flop. Either Cincinnati going to be my wild card. Well, Pittsburgh. But we all know New England's winning. We all know Indy's winning. We all know Denver's winning. I don't know about Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, but either one of those going to the playoffs, and my other one's going to be San Diego. So mine is an exact mirror of RTR.
Who's going to the Super Bowl for the AFC?
Denver.
Double R, who's going to the Super Bowl?
So I got to go with Denver.
Digital Darren, I'm going with Denver too.
Unfortunately.
Then I'm going with Denver, unfortunately, they the ones going.
They gone.
Alright.
AFC is weak as baby shit.
Alright. So thank y'all for listening to DigitalDarren.com. And make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.